like as far as influencing and riffs and song arrangements, and I think he worked a lot of that stuff out with them.
Is it true that Malcolm wrote a lot more than Angus did?
Riff wise, well? Yeah.
Yeah, wow. And now he has, he's in a dementia home? Is that correct?
Yeah, that is Malcolm, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking stuff.
Time is a bitch.
Yeah.
Isn't that?
And, like, how amazing is it, too, that you've got those brothers doing that thing, being so good at, they're so good at that rock and roll thing.
Mm.
But there's no, it's weird because there's no egos in there.
Yeah.
Because they've all just went, put Angus up the front and bond.
Yeah.
Get those guys, we all do this thing back here.
And then even when
I wrote most of these riffs, but who gives a shit? Let's get.
And
this.
Then even when Brian came in,
it was
Brian and Angus.
Yeah,
and it worked.
And so I'm like, that's a good. They decided they wanted this to work, and so they found a way, and nobody got upset.
Isn't it good when people just know their roles?
Yeah,
and embrace them,
and
as part of a unit.
Then it does. Yeah, exactly. Then it doesn't diminish it.
I'm gonna jump here. Happy Australia Day, by the way, everybody.
Yeah, you're right, mate.
We started this with a conversation about Australian music. I'd say arguably AC/DC are the most successful, probably just the best Australian band ever. And I'm not even a big AC/DC fan, per se.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I am either, but as far as respect goes, I do have a lot of respect for that band. Holy shit.
This is quite a jump, but just talking about that idea of everybody knowing their role and playing their part in the team. I was listening
about women. Women's March? No, sorry.
I was listening to an interview with Jamie Soward the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Sowie. And he was talking about why Wayne Bennett was the best coach. And he said once they were at training and it was coming up to a big game, and Soward was a fucking hot and cold player, as you can imagine. And Wayne was just talking to him about his family and stuff. And then he's like, why is he talking to me about this and not the game? And then they went out there and did some training, and Soward was just stinking it up. And he said, Jamie, name five things you're good at. And he's like, oh, I don't know. And he's like, well, what are you doing here then? If you don't know what you're good at, like, what are you doing? So name five things. And he's like, oh, kicking, support, play, running. And he's like, well, that's all you need to do on the football field. So then he's like, so Jamie, he started to embrace it. He's like, all right, before they changed the rule about offside, he was standing 20 metres back, so just like NFL, so he could have plenty of time to just kick it wherever he wanted, and fuck, he could kick. But he's like, Bo Scott would make all my tackles because I couldn't tackle, but like that was his job. It was Ben Hornby's job to, like, they didn't have to do anything else if they were all doing what they were good at.
Yeah.
And he, like, Wayne Bennett called it like a construction site. Everybody has their role on that construction site, and if everyone does it, then the job's done.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking great approach.
There's no thing about being the solo thing. I think that half of the problem with a lot of people, I think, is we've been raised on fiction.
Yeah.
And so everyone's kind of got this idea in their heads that it was one person that, you know, brought down the big pharmaceutical company, man.
Yeah.
You know, or
there's
they,
always a villain.
Yeah, and it's this one thing that they, and this one person, despite all the odds, is like, no, it took a lot of people. Like, they do it all the time. They do a space movie.
Yeah.
And it's this one person came up with a thing. Nah, it was like 30. They had to work together or as a project. Because it does. It takes a fully functional unit.
And it's just, it's very simple. It's effective. It's working class. But unfortunately, it just requires you to set ego aside.
Mm. And it's funny because you can't get rid of ego altogether because ego is our drive.
Mm.
But you've got to keep your ego in check and realize that you might ruin your chance of, football greatness. You might ruin your chance by just trying to overstep and trying to be everywhere, and then you'll just never get into a grand final.
That's also white line fever in sport, obviously.
Which what does is that mean?
Well, just going for a glory play when you've got a two-man overlap. You know, the dummy half. You know, it's like one try and they're going to win. And he's like, I can take it from here. I can dive over that line.
Yeah.
And they get held up when he had a two-man overlap. If everyone played their role, the winger scores.
Yeah.
You know, it just manifests in every way like that. It's interesting.
No, good point.
Yeah.
All right. So, like you said, happy Australia Day.
Just on Wayne Bennett. I've got a theory about Wayne Bennett.
Yeah. Shoot. What do you got?
He's famously...
I'm sorry.
He's famously cheap on props, on big men. I think he said something like, no prop should be earning more than 250 grand or something like that. You just don't. You shouldn't spend money on big men. And he's... Matt Lodge is playing at the Broncos. And he was like... He was arrested in America for stalking, intimidating and threatening a woman, saying he was going to kill her and like literally stalking her and stuff.
At least she wasn't Australian.
Yeah, it's a bit safer over there, isn't it? If you're in Chicago or something. Actually, he may have been. Anyway, point is, he's not hot property.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty...
Good pun.
Yeah, I know. Because it's obviously bad publicity for your club. Uncle Wayne snapped him up through a feeder club. So, you know, the big clubs have their regional feeder clubs. So he's playing for one of them, but pretty easy.
He's just above them, the ankle clubs?
Don't. So he's there, and he also advocated for Russell Packer to get reinstated to the NRL when he was coach. He stomped on a man's head in a drunken brawl and went to prison. He was in prison for, I think he may have been in there for 2 years or less than that.
That's a rough one, Matt.
But I mean, none of this is a comment on whether they should be given a chance. I don't really want to comment on that. I don't know the story. It's a different entity, rugby league. It's a, you know, those sort of things. Anyway, but I think Uncle Wayne, that's his ploy of getting cheap big men. He gives those sort of guys a second. He knows he can pay them 80 grand. And if they fuck up, they're out the door. And they usually know it's their last chance, and they fucking play out of their skin. If Lodge is playing NRL by the end of the year and killing it, it's Uncle Wayne.
Yeah, you're right. As a business decision goes.
Yeah, as a business decision. It's like the Raiders now with Dave Taylor. As a business decision, they've got nothing to lose. He's got everything to gain.
Are you excited for the 27 Raiders?
Yeah, I am. 2017.
I saw
a picture of the team photo.
Yeah.
Little Dave was... Well, not Little Dave.
Did you get hard?
I didn't get hard. Just a lot of respect there.
Yeah.
A lot of blood flow. A lot of anticipation. I don't mingle with any Raiders fans because I just prefer to watch it in my house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't know. There's something really intense about it. Anyway, yes, I'm excited.
You mean you can't just swear to extreme volumes in public and just stomp around and throw things?
Do you remember that preliminary? Oh, you were at the game, weren't you? Melbourne and Canberra.
Yeah.
In the prelim. It was something else here because all our extended friends came around who aren't really, well, just flat out aren't rugby league fans. So yeah, it would have been
even
difficult.
I'm on the brink of that.
Would have been difficult for them to understand why I was just... It was pure desperation. I'm never desperate in that, in just my everyday life. Anyway. Remember Whitehead? Who scored that try in the corner? Fucking Whitehead, I think it was. Very exciting times.
All right. Well, it's on topic. We're in Australia. Fucking...
That's right. When else am I going to talk about rugby league? No one fucking wants to listen to me talk about it.
What else have we got? So we wanted to talk about Australia Day, but not really talk about Australia Day.
Yeah, fucking.
All right. So what's the standard go-to for Australia Day is people will talk about, they'll make a joke about Lamingtons.
I had some Lamingtons today too.
Oh, yeah, good on you.
I didn't bring him in. I just didn't say no to him. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to say no to Lamington. Right. But so somebody who make a joke about Lamingtons. We'll talk about. And I'll tell you a pet peeve of mine is people have just embraced that Australia thing.
Australia.
Yeah. That's just annoyed me. I don't know why. I've got no justification for it.
Well, that's what Australians call it, mate. We shorten everything, don't we?
Some do.
Yeah, exactly. Australia. Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it? But that's the sort of, you know, you just don't spend your Australia Day with those sort of people.
Yeah. Well, what? Oh, my goodness. I don't want to spend Australia Day with that sort of person.
You got no choice. As my business partner and housemate and heterosexual life partner.
Yeah, I'm stuck
it's
here.
It's part and parcel.
That is a shame.
Sucks to be you, nerd.
That's directed at me. But the good thing about Australia is the freedom to get up and say that it shouldn't be Australia Day or whatever, or whatever you want. Because I don't know, I don't pay any attention to any of that stuff anymore. I just don't care. Every time somebody, I believe that either the push for it isn't that big, or the outrage usually becomes just as much the story.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're not really going to do anything. And all they do is print it in the media to get everyone riled up. And, oh, you're not going to change it. It's like the Merry Christmas thing.
Yeah, it's like a guaranteed once a year buzz.
Mm.
It's a media.
You're not allowed to say Merry Christmas anymore. I haven't heard one case of that.
Yeah, they've banned Christmas trees. Mm. Oh, where? Oh, somewhere they've banned them. I saw it online. No, they didn't.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
Yeah.
When the battle's there in front of us, we'll fight it. But nobody, it's not there. We don't need to fucking get riled up or pretend to get riled up.
And if anyone's saying you can't celebrate Christmas, just say fuck off. Like, what?
Yeah.
Leave me alone, please, and just celebrate whatever you want. On a personal level, Australia Day being on this date doesn't necessarily bother me. And Australia Day being changed also doesn't bother me on a personal level. We argue these seemingly insignificant things. Well, whatever. Whatever keeps everyone happy, just do that and we can focus on
that,
some real fucking things.
That's part of the Australian thing is, just leave it, whatever. And I kind of agree, but I go, why change? Like, why bother?
Yeah.
Why bother at all? Because of it stands for whatever. No. I think what it stands for is a little victory for you. That's going to. So what's next?
It doesn't change anything.
Yeah, exactly. So why bother at all? That's where I think we think the same thing, but we're on both sides of the boat.
Yeah.
Because exactly.
The boat.
I don't get it.
The boat people.
Oh, okay.
Australia Day. Yeah, I just thought you were sneaking it in, but.
Yeah, we're all boat people.
Yeah. What? Hang on a second. Oh. Aren't we all boat people? good on them.
I wish we were all jihad victims.
The hands were tied, weren't they, with that ad?
So right, when they were brought over here as slaves. No, that didn't happen. Only the Irish were. Yeah. Sorry. Anyway.
I don't know much about Irish history. I should get more into it.
The Irish were treated like shit. You know, everyone forgets that the luck of the Irish is an ironic term.
Mm-hmm.
So when a bird shits on you and you trip down a gutter.
Luck of the Irish.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's what it is. But people use it as in, boy, I'm lucky. Yeah.
And people get four-leaf clovers tattooed on their wrists and shit. Do they? I don't know.
It's very strange. Yeah,
Irish. Funny as.
Irish were pieces of shit to everyone.
Yeah.
Even the Scottish were treated better by the English. And they do not get along. Even now, they fucking pissed. But yeah, there was a lot of Irish slaves bought and sold everywhere.
Okay.
They all died in the farm. Like, when it got to farming, though, because they were pasty Irish cunts.
Do you know what black Irish is?
I'm assuming that's just an Irish person with melanin.
Well, I'm just basing this off. Remember Oz?
Yeah.
Ryan O'Reilly used to say he was black Irish when he was clearly very white.
Is an ambiguous term sometimes used, mainly outside of Ireland, as a reference to dark-haired phenotype appearing in people of Irish origin.
Okay.
However, dark hair in people of Irish descent is common, although darker skin complexions appear less frequently.
Oh, so it's just basically an Irish without fair or red hair.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's okay.
Strange.
Yeah. It's misleading.
Well, it kind of makes sense, like... You got no sunlight over there at all, so everything just got white as shit to absorb as much as possible.
Back on Australia Day, I think Perth did change it. When I say Perth, I mean Western Australia. I think Western Australia... Well,
that's the same thing. We should just get rid of, stop calling it that.
Yeah.
We've got New South Wales, Victoria, ACT, no. Queensland...
What, the capital?
Yeah, nobody cares.
It is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Australian and Capital Territory with dog shit public transport.
And just this tiny little spit of land.
And unaffordable housing. I told a Pakistani Uber driver a joke. I said, he was talking about Canberra, how there's just so much. He's like, you come here and there's a few things, and then you have to drive 25 minutes to get to other things. And I'm like, there's an Australian joke. They said they ruined a good sheep paddock, and he fucking loved it. Go on.
Well, yeah, we get rid of Queensland as well.
Mm-hmm.
We just have Alice Springs. That's the middle. We've got Darwin. We've got Perth.
And you're going to keep Alice Springs?
And we got Adelaide. Well, yeah, just because people say, no doubt, everyone outside of the middle of Australia says the word Alice Springs more than they say the Northern Territory.
So you're getting rid of the NT.
Yeah. That's Darwin. Darwin, Alice Springs, that's extra things. And you've got Perth, and then you've got Adelaide. And no one cares about all of the rest.
Okay. Did you know in Queensland, until recently, you could use a legal defence if you killed a gay man, that you were provoked sexually and that you felt threatened, and so you assaulted him or killed him. You could use that as a legal defence. Until recently.
So, but I think that's one of those things where
it would have been tough to
fly. Yeah, and it's one of the, you can't have an ice cream in your pocket in New York. It's illegal because back in the days of horse and carriages, people would put an ice cream in their pocket to lure a horse away. I'm not stealing that horse, officer. It's just, I don't know, it just likes me. And it's just, you know.
Yeah.
So that's illegal. That's still a law now.
Yep.
And I go, I think that's what might be one of those ones that's just like, I don't know where that came from to begin with.
Weird, isn't it?
This queer tried to bang me, so I slit his throat.
Yeah.
It's not normal.
Not normal. It is Queensland, though.
Yeah, it's true. Well, yeah, glad that's gone.
yeah, they amended it, which was good. Go through the laws.
When did that law come in?
Because
I still don't think people even really got angry at
when
gays.
Was the first fleet? 1770, 1880? I can't actually remember. 1880. It was 1880. Don't look it up. I'm definitely right.
18?
Go first fleet. Producer? Okay. It wasn't 1880, was it?
1787. Did you really think that we got here and then 20 years later we made like a constitution?
Commonwealth. Yeah, no. I get confused when it goes back past like the 90s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Time periods all blend together. Yeah, it wasn't really much.
Because they didn't exist to me.
No.
So it's all what I read about.
As far as we know, none of that actually happened.
It could be bullshit.
Yeah, human history is nothing. Well, we're on a flat earth.
Yeah.
We're the first humans.
Yep. Whites are the best.
Well, hang on. We were talking about exaggerations. Come on. I'm just being silly.
No, that's a shame. I thought we got rid of the soundboard. I'm glad I couldn't reach it because I used to use it as a crutch.
Oh, I'm doing it right now. Yeah. All right. So
there you go. I was 100 years off on the first fleet, and I'm a citizen. I was born and raised here. Peter Dutton was talking about making the citizenship test harder. I don't know what the citizenship test is.
We should ask our chink.
Yeah, we should ask our resident chink.
Yeah, he just became a citizen.
Can we talk about, remember he said that Aboriginal dancers were just kind of awkwardly brought in, made to dance and then ushered off by politicians?
Yeah, they didn't give a fuck.
What the fuck?
Well, because it's all it is some sort of deal got made where they said there needs to be this amount of Aboriginal influence and they need to have something to do with these people because it's such a big part of Australia. Yeah. And so they just went,
yeah.
All right, bring them in. And so they go, all right, well, you guys, you can do your dance just so that they can say on paper that they were involved.
Yeah.
And so they don't know and gives a fuck.
I was talking to a friend about this, about acknowledgement of land, you know, before people speak or before an event happens. They say, I'd like to acknowledge that this is, you know, Ngunnawal country and Wiradjuri country. You know what I mean? Just acknowledgement of land. And I sort of felt like if that's what Aboriginal people want, then fine. Completely happy to do it because it's true and it's interesting. But I sort of feel really condescending. You know what I mean? Just by getting up there and going, before I do my just pointless event, I'd just like to acknowledge that these people used to own this land, but now I'm here doing my event.
Yeah.
So
I know what you mean. I feel the same way about, like we said, with that dancing thing. Because it's a fake. All right. So actually, this is interesting because I was thinking about this earlier in the week. Somebody who gives who's more charitable? Somebody who gives $5 to five charities, or somebody who gives $25 to one charity?
Okay.
When
you'll feel more, I think you'll feel more charitable.
But, no, but I'm not talking about just the quantity. But
The
one guy who gave it to one did put the time in, put the research in, made sure that money. That all of that money is going to actual people that need it or whatever.
He was getting the best out of his dollar.
And not just going, here's money to random ones so that I think I can feel good, but actually I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because that's all that it is. And I think that's what all these sort of, like the dancing thing and acknowledgement of land is, just throwing out random things and
little
going,
things just going,
oh, okay, just so you can avoid the guilt or whatever. The guilt. But, because it is. It's phony because if it wasn't wasn't brought in, they wouldn't do it of their own free will.
Yeah, exactly. I understand keeping cultures alive because culture is obviously necessary to the world. Why would we travel if culture didn't exist? But also, surely the goal should be not for some Aboriginal dancers to come in and do a dance for some new civilians or fucking citizens or whatever, but to be the ones like in the government welcoming them in. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Shouldn't that be the aim?
I don't know. Do you mean?
I just mean if they're aspiring for their role to just be a cultural one in that little transaction, that little moment. So it's obviously a government ceremony. It's a citizenship thing. They're meant to be welcoming them to the country and stuff. Wouldn't they rather be the actual politicians welcoming them to the country?
That's where it gets, because that's not part of the culture.
Yeah,
that's our culture. So
okay,
I don't know. That it makes sense to me, but that's where those differences in culture are. That doesn't have a value, but maybe it doesn't have a value to them.
I think the when it comes to Indigenous affairs, the one I'm most interested in is health, which I'd like to think health would be my number one priority for anybody on the planet. No,
healthy
people is, you know, conducive to a healthy environment, working environment. And I think it would be a great way to find just real racists because I think an employer could use the health, the proclivity to health issues and the shorter life expectancy and stuff as an actual excuse to not hire this Aboriginal person over another person. Say they're equally qualified. Well, you're both 45 years old and you are more likely to get these horrible diseases at this age group. So I might hire this other person instead. This is just me thinking.
I mean, this is just. I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
I've never heard it used as an excuse or anything like that.
Yeah, but I'm not.
That's possible.
I'm not even saying it is, but I mean, surely, point number one before change the date, before sorry, you know, all that kind of stuff. Get Indigenous health in line with the national standard. Because our standard of health is pretty spectacular. And I know that some of that's genetic, obviously. But, I mean, obviously Indigenous health is still an issue because it's still talked about. The life expectancy is pretty crazy.
Well, that's it. It's we're talking about culture. That's health isn't even as strong in our culture.
Yeah.
We're just living in the fallout of a healthier culture.
Yeah.
When it's just kind of happened by accident, where as far as farming and and globalization goes, where we were able to get access to different foods. So we had a kind of good one, but we still ate too much sugar, and now we're definitely having too much sugar.
Yeah.
So I go, I don't know. I think maybe they're on par, but they're in a worse spot. I don't know.
Genetically, I mean, that's what I mean. I don't know the but I'm saying, if we could, Indigenous health is an issue because of that massive gap in life expectancy, and, you know, they're more prone to diabetes, all that kind of stuff. I don't know whether that is genetically or, I mean, I know there's remote
diabetes. I'm sorry, I've got to jump in and tell you before I forget.
Yeah, go.
There was a waitress I was talking to who said she was working in Sydney, and it was at a pretty pretty good restaurant, and, you know, the wait staff were really on point, and this is my section, that's your section, blah, 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 and they really stick to all that. And this sort of middle-aged guy, fat guy, called her over, and it was some other girl's section. She's like, oh, no. And so she got called, oh, hi, how can I help you, sir? Where's the girl who was talking to us? I need to talk to her. She's like, oh, well, she'll be back momentarily. Can I help you out? I need to tell her that I've got the diabetes.
The diabetes.
That is exact. That's it. That's what he said.
I love the inserted before things that don't need it. Some, I know a woman who tells me that she's got the gout. I've got the gout. Why is it? It's just gout.
Jacob, you've got the Crohn's, don't you? I've heard that.
Yeah, the Crohn's. That's great. Right. But do you see the point I'm making?
Mm.
Surely Indigenous health should be just national priority number one when it comes to Indigenous affairs. Because if they're at the national standard, then there's no excuses for anybody. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. That's the thing where there's government interference, I just don't think, is the answer to anything. Yeah. So that's where I go.
And that's another point I was going to add, that there's people in remote communities who don't want that medicine. No,
yeah.
They don't want that help.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not our right to go in there and just be like, do these things so we can up your children's life expectancy.
Yeah.
You can't, it's just not going to work like that.
Yeah, that's right. It needs to be a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Which, at the same time, what's a fair way to influence a culture?
Yeah.
There just isn't.
There's not a fair way, is there?
Yeah, yeah.
Because either way, you're just arriving.
Because I'm still in the thing of, like, all right, schools are, like, if we're talking about Northern Territory, schools are fucked.
Mm-hmm.
It's low attendance, all that sort of shit.
Yeah.
You know, kids drinking, like there's violence. But what do you do? Like, do you say, oh, no, we can't, you can't be around your parents anymore. Oh, we'll just take those kids away again like we did before. That really worked out. No, yeah. that won't work.
I mean,
they put money into education programs and everything, but it's only if they go. Like, all right, that's government alone. So then how do you influence a culture?
Yeah.
And I think jobs, to be honest, I think that's how it works. So I'd like to see
We do have a lot of space in this country.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'd like to see people. The one barrier, well, the one thing that breaks down barriers between cultures and anything like that is work.
Yeah.
When, it's a lot like our relationships with Japan and with China.
And Greece.
Yeah. We break down barriers because we work together and we get some cool shit done.
Yeah.
We
succeed
in
our ventures.
So, I don't know.
Speaking of, I mean, this is good. This is good Australia Day banter.
I found it very boring. Like, I want to get this high energy again.
High energy?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What do you got? What do you got?
I was just going to talk about my time in the Northern Territory.
Oh, yeah.
As a Australian experience. Australian insofar as I drank 24 hours of the day and met a lot of Indigenous people who lived on the street, just in amongst the tourists. It's really strange as an Australian who grew up in a pretty small regional town in New South Wales, to suddenly be in Darwin in amongst backpackers, Defence Force personnel, and homeless, impoverished Aboriginal people. There was one guy, like, they all sort of busk. Well, not all, but I mean, there's a lot of them that busk. Clapsticks, all that kind of stuff. Didgeridoos.
That's a top instrument.
But there was one guy who I'll just never forget, and he had a crushed Melbourne bitter can, and he was just tapping it on the fucking on the road, just like emaciated, alcoholic, crushed beer can, just tapping it on the road, just hoping for anything. So happy Australia Day. Jesus, fuck.
Ooh, boy.
It's just something that's really stayed with me, and I've never really...
That's quite a scene.
Yeah, and it's fucking burned into my memory.
That's the thing. It gets stirred up every couple of months in the media. Somebody will say, oh, what people are reporting about the Northern Territory is really bad, so we're going up there and we're going to do an investigation. And then they go up there and they get shown around by some people and they're like, oh, yeah, we got to leave like now.
It's different.
Yeah, and so then they come back and they're like, oh, yeah, it's pretty messed up and I don't know how do you fix anything? There's no answer.
Mm. I love the Northern Territory, though.
Yeah.
It made me love Australia just more. Well, I mean, the land.
Yeah. Beautiful, very brutal country.
Yeah. Just seeing, like, saltwater crocodiles in their natural environment is something that really excites me.
Have you ever seen that albino croc?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That freaks me the fuck out.
Yeah, that is a mutant dinosaur.
Yeah. And that
lives.
I'm glad that it exists in a zoo because he's just fucked in real life, isn't he?
Oh, it has to. Yeah. Albino animals die.
Yeah.
Albino Africans die. that's right.
No, you mean witches die.
Yeah, sorry. Proven witches die.
And demons born.
Isn't that
from
crazy that
Satan's cunt die?
Is it albinism or albinoism?
I think they're called people from Albany.
Albanese? Albony. Whatever it's called. Isn't it funny that just through every species, they just get fucked. They're just fucked from birth.
Yeah, because it is
and
fucked.
Rejected.
It is like people don't want to throw around. They don't want to call people freaks, and you know they don't want to call names and everything like that.
Oh fuck!
Let's be genetically, you are a freak.
Yeah.
That's just fucking.
I mean, I assume the word freak was introduced, it wasn't used. Ah, freak. Well, I imagine it wasn't used like that. You know, it would have had a definition like some fucking weird scientist.
Yeah, just like how the word retard became what it is now with retard.
Yeah, and
it used to be just
it all started.
Yeah, it was just this person has retardation, and that's just what it was.
And retardation. They use the word retard in geography.
Yeah,
retarding just means
true.
You know that not progressing or moving,
and
backwards.
That's with an R and not a W.
Retarding. Jesus Christ, that's high school, isn't it?
Yeah. Sorry, where were we?
I don't know, something about BHP.
We were talking about how those words have changed. Mm.
As a freak, I imagine they would have said freak. Somebody who is, you know, tremendously different, tremendously outstanding from the, you know, from the standard, the human standard. And then obviously it evolved to, you know, they'd say, here's a freak show. Here's a lot of these freaks, which we've medically sort of declared, you know, his head is like, so he's a freak. You know what I mean?
I hope that.
She's got four legs. She's a freak. Just babies, Siamese.
Yeah, babies who have like extra legs and shit like that, Siamese. Or just half a body.
Yeah.
Or just people are still born now with finger arms. Just weird little things.
What about that disease where their skin's inside out or whatever?
Yeah, the
what's it called?
I have no idea.
Used to horrify me. That was the first sort of medical condition I saw online as a teenager, and I'm just like, what the fuck? There is so much shit I don't know about.
Harley Quinn ichthyosis.
Ichthyosis, that's it. I mean, yeah,
it's a rare genetic skin disorder. Yeah,
but I mean, that's what would have been a freak. There would have been a first case of that. Click on that picture of that baby.
Which one?
The one on the right, right.
Yeah. See, this was...
Looks like a fucking alien, doesn't it? And I mean, I'm not trying to be cruel, but you just imagine in 1756, for example, a baby's born that looks like that.
Yeah.
There was a time where people didn't know what the sun was, and they're just like, oh, that's a big fire in the sky. So that's what a freak is.
I'm hoping that for our audio only like listeners, that your descriptions have been enough. When her head's like, That should be that sound should give you enough of an idea of what your face looks like.
Yeah, whenever you hear a sound, just contort your face. And that's
what you think you need to make your face like to produce that sound.
Yeah.
Now, what? Because all right, this is a weird but kind of cool thing. They, you know, in the. I've got to get rid of that picture.
that's
horrible. Jesus See, Christ. Even now, we're talking about, that's horrible. That's real bad. But I'm like, that picture alone, I'm like, get rid of that. Get it away from me.
I mean, it's okay. I understand, like, freaks have been interesting to people for just different. That's all it is. Yeah. It's just a curiosity about something different.
Yeah.
People can be rude and, like, shit people.
Yeah.
That's what it fucking is when you go out in public a lot of the time. But, I mean... I'm not blaming anyone for looking at a different freak. It's okay.
It's a very rare, severe genetic disease which causes thickening of the skin. At birth, the child's whole body is encased in an armor of thick white plates of skin separated by deep cracks. In addition, the eyes, ears, penis, and limbs may be abnormally contracted.
One of those things happened to you at birth and you weren't fully diagnosed. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that fucking stunk. because of the resulted cracked skin in locations where normal skin would fold, it is easily pregnable by bacteria and other contaminants. Oh, that would not be a pleasant existence.
I don't think it is a long existence.
You know, in Mortal Kombat, the character Reptile?
Yep.
The guy who... He eventually went on to produce a web series based on it, but he did a trailer which went for 10 or 11 minutes.
Yeah, I remember it. On a real-life Mortal Kombat.
It was a great trailer. It was mind-blowing. Everyone was like, oh, my God. Apparently, it happened by accident.
Okay.
He submitted it to Warner Brothers, I think. I think they owned the rights. Whoever owned the rights at the time. And accidentally emailed it to a friend of his as well. And the friend of his was like, this is fucking amazing. And within like 12 hours, it had like 500,000 views on YouTube. And like other people had uploaded it and put all this stuff up. And so, that's what it was. It wasn't an email. It was published it publicly on YouTube when it was supposed to be just published private.
Ah, okay.
And sent someone the link. And, So they came up with these real life versions of all of these characters, and for Reptile, it was that skin disease.
Yeah, it was the ichthyosis. Yeah. That's right.
And that thing leaving people all like covered in weird scales.
Which was the perfect, it's the perfect balance of fiction and reality.
Yeah,
because it's obviously fiction, but you can draw some. You can sort of go, well, this is.
Yeah, you could can happen. Play it up here's a little some, bit.
Here's
yeah.
the backstory that actually happens.
Yeah, that's I like really, that. I yeah, like that good. Mix.
That's what I want.
I don't want it to be too realistic.
Mm.
Like, it depends on the movie, but I want to be a little bit fictionalized.
But yeah, you can't do a real...
That's boring.
You can't do a too realistic Spider-Man.
So the word freak, in the 1560s, sudden turn of mind of unknown origin. Okay, so it originally became... became a word to describe a behavior.
Yeah.
Freakish behavior.
Basically.
Of course, that easily translates to appearance.
Yeah. But I mean, it could be any mental health, physical ailments.
And now, speaking of freaks, I'm going to talk about somebody who I like, Zach Amico.
I don't know what he looks like or who he is, really.
Very, very fat, very funny comedian.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard him on Legion of Skanks, heard him on Real Ass Podcast.
Did he do that roast joke?
Yeah, he did the great roast joke.
Yeah.
Very funny man. I won't spoil all the thing. Just YouTube Zach Amico.
Zach Amico roast battle?
Yeah.
With Luis J. Gomez, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
That's right. He was the host, and it was because it was fat comedian destroys hot girl or something like that.
Yeah, destroys hot girl.
Because she just kept making fat jokes. Yeah. And he came out with, like, most people get butterflies in their stomach before they go on stage, but say her name was Stacey. But Stacey's butterflies have all drowned in black guys' cum. Which is apparently she bangs a lot of black guys.
Yeah.
It's part of the thing.
Don't blame her.
And so it's funny.
But he also says the funniest roast joke I've ever heard in that YouTube clip.
Brutal joke. Anyway, so I find him very funny. But he stars in a lot of these weird sort of like C-grade horror movies and things like that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He gets like they're just like mates who make shitty horror movies together for fun.
Yep.
And but he does this thing where he'll spike his hair up and put on weird makeup and wear just like, you know, dye his hair green and do some fucking weird over the top, you know, freak shit. And so he'll do all that. And I was looking at him because I like him a lot. I find him very funny.
Yep.
But he's a fat guy. He's a huge fat guy.
Yep.
So what I think is when he's putting in on all of these big accessories, these chains and shit like that, and spiking his hair up 2 feet above his head, I think what he's doing is he's like, all right, I'm fat enough and this sucks so that I'm 20% on the outside.
Yeah.
So if I put all this shit on, I'm now 50% on the outside. So what people will look at and make fun of first will be all of that stuff and not him
being a monster.
Yeah. Like, I think that's where it comes from, is like this weird insecurity thing.
Now, you wanted to talk to me about fat people. Is the time right?
I don't know. Is it?
I remember you said. Did I say the other night, we were sitting there and you said, Adam, there's a few things I want to talk about. I want to talk to you about fat people.
Oh, I think maybe that was part of my theory.
Yeah.
Is, well, some people are like that.
Fat?
Yeah, some people are just giant, fucking ginormous. And I think that that was part of, I think that was part of where I was going, because I don't remember saying that.
Okay. That's okay. You are interested in fat people, though, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I do find it interesting. Partially because I know the potential for me being fat as well.
Yep.
And I understand me having Crohn's really keeps me in check.
Yeah.
Very fast metabolism. Like, I think it's just so interesting to me.
It's hard for it's hard for you to get fat.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a massive uphill battle.
So it makes me go, I wonder what it is like for these people. And it does make me respect people who do lose a heap of weight people who just
absolutely.
Who can gain weight really easily and just fucking eat right and do all that shit. So I do like that. But don't, all right, so I'll tell you a story. Mm-hmm. I was standing near a bin just because I like to hang out there. Just the smells.
Thinking about jumping in.
I was just on my phone. I was waiting for someone. And somebody came over to put something in the bin. And I just felt, because I'm looking down at my phone, and I just felt them too close to my space.
Sure.
And I feel like you should be an arm's length away.
Arm's length perfect. Is
good, even a little bit encroaching. That's all right, that's going to happen. Yeah. We're in a public place.
Yeah.
But I just felt that they were too far, like way too close to me. And I'm like, all right, they're just putting something in the bin, so whatever, it's not for long. But then they stood there for a little bit too long, and then they went started to go away. So I looked up, and they were obeying the rule. They were as far away, they were arm's length away, but that's where their core was.
Yeah.
But the rest of the apple was protruding out and into my space.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, so it's not their fault that they were too close to me, but it is.
Yeah.
Because you are a fucking ginormous mess.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's my story.
Yeah. I don't know what it's like to be fat. You've
never got that bit. That
fat is relative, isn't it? Relative to the frame.
Yeah, and the definition of fat has changed a lot over the last 20 years. Like, yeah. It used to be a little couple of kilos.
What we're talking about is obesity, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think. Well, yeah. Yes, it definitely is.
But the bar has slipped enough now that that's fat people, and then there's obese, which is the people who can't even get out of bed.
Is obese a medical term?
Yeah, obese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just like retard was.
Yeah.
Well, they're changing it so that fat, you can't call people fat anymore.
Who's changing it?
The culture is changing. The culture is changing to it won't stick.
If you're fat, if you're clearly fat and you say you're not fat, you're lying. And no one, surely you can't just change general consensus. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it did with retard, because like it got used enough in a negative way that it got all these things around. And that's just a natural evolution. But I think it won't happen with fat. So I was wrong. But I don't think it'll happen because there's too many people who are just like, nah, that's just bullshit. You're right.
Is call a spade racist?
No, I don't think so. I think that's... I think you saying is it racist is racist.
But what I mean, we should replace that. We should get rid of that term and just, you know. If
there you go. I just typed in spade a spade, and the first thing was racist.
Well, I mean, its origin might be is what I mean.
It is only in the past century that the phrase began to acquire a negative racial overtone.
Because people look for things.
Historians trace the origin of the expression to a Greek phrase, to call a fig and a trough.
Yeah.
In doing so, he dramatically changed the phrase to call a spade a spade.
Yeah. And that's, I blame culture for that, for making me think that at least somebody,
well,
there was a, at least there was a chance we, that was racist.
We live in a racial time where everything is, so everyone, their assholes tighten as soon as anyone brings up race or anything like that. And that's it. It comes from a good place.
And you know,
we just don't want to piss anyone off.
I only associate a spade being black because of playing cards.
Yeah. I didn't even know it was a racial...
think of a shovel.
Oh, really?
I don't even know if it's a racial thing. But just because I know that a spade on a playing card is black, I've thought, did people call black people spades? Is that racist or something?
Yeah. The first time I ever heard it and knew what it was Bobo on Opie and Anthony calling Patrice a spade.
Holy fucks, I did it. Bobo did it.
Patrice was like making, he made like 10 cracking jokes about him, just straight up. And then Bobo just gets on mic and goes, shut up, spade. And Patrice is like, you know what? I'm sorry, Bobo. Oh,
that's fucking great.
Oh, call him a spade.
But yeah, we should get rid of that and just say, call fat, fat.
Yeah. Well, we are, but everyone, I don't know, everyone thinks everything's about them, and rather than going and talking to the person about it, they run to somebody else, and therefore the problem doesn't get fixed. The example that I have happened to a friend of mine at her workplace. She was in a lunchroom talking to somebody, and she said, I don't understand, like they were talking about those shows like My 600-Pound Life and that sort of thing, where those people
just get forklifted out of their house. Yes,
they have to get surgery to cut off huge chunks of fat so that they can stand and exercise to lose weight.
Yeah.
Like, and it's, that's the most fucked up thing. They could die from the surgery because their parts are so,
under so much. How don't they? The human body is incredible. Go
really
on.
Is. Yeah. Anyway, so she was talking about how does somebody get to that size that they can't leave their bed anymore? Like, that's really messed up.
How do you get
two women in her, at her work, went to somebody else, like whoever was in charge, and complained, saying that the comments were directed at them.
Oh, that's right. Fucking.
See, now,
they're just,
aren't you calling yourselves obese there?
That's an admission of guilt.
Yeah.
An unprompted admission of guilt.
Yeah. Not everything's about you either, you fucking. And the first example of this that I took notice of was when I think I was in primary school, or maybe had just left primary school, and
we haven't got the fucking Adam and Mel give me job.
Oh damn.
There we go. There we all go. Right, go back. On.
It was there. It must have gone at some point. Oh, who cares? No one's watching anyway. I had just been down to Phillip Island and I had seen the fairy penguins.
Oh, nice. I've never seen that.
No, lovely.
Beautiful.
It's good. Yeah, it's interesting. It's a kid. I fucking love that shit.
Oh, yeah,
like, anyway.
It's natural.
Came back and about a few months later, they're no longer called fairy penguins anymore because of the association with gay. And they don't want to like slur a thing. But I'm like, aren't you calling gays fairies?
Yeah.
By saying that we can't call the penguins fairies anymore because...
Yeah, exactly. Because, those fairies will get upset. Fuck.
I don't understand the logic behind that.
I love gays. I'm really sympathetic to gays because they're not a part of the left anymore. They've been disowned, but gay is not oppressed anymore.
No. Gay's privileged, especially on the LGBTQ
spectrum.
Yeah. Oof.
Absolutely.
Gay privilege. You wish you had gay privilege. I was born a man and am now a dog and I bang women.
Yeah.
And you have no idea what that's like as a black woman.
Exactly.
Black man. Whatever I am.
Interesting, isn't it? I will say, though, I play some indoor soccer. And there's a team there that I think, and I've just surmised this from my observations, but it looks like it's an LG BT, and I'm just going to leave it at that because I don't know what the rest of it is. IQ Plus. LGBT team organized by, you know, Holly Conroy?
No idea who that is.
Holly Conroy, when I used to go to Nexus...
How does Roy feel about this?
Roy?
I'm sorry.
Fuck off, Ronnie. When I used to go to Nexus, Dave Conroy did jiu-jitsu there.
Okay.
And he also worked with my father. All right. And he came out as transgender.
Oh!
You know Holly.
Yeah, okay.
Ricky knows Holly.
Yeah.
And she's just obviously embraced it. And she fucking... I mean, when I used to roll with Dave, which wasn't too often, but he was just sort of a real bloke. Mm. You know, he had tattoos. He had amateur martial arts fights. He was a pretty fucking tough dude. Got fired from his job, you know, for bad mouthing the boss or something like that.
That's okay.
You know. But yeah, and it was him who... it was her. She's about, I don't know, mid-30s. With a bunch of young LGBT people from Wagga. And like at the end of the game, she thanked them all for coming and said, you know, we'll be here next week and stuff. I don't know. It was just good to see.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, it was...
See, here's the thing. That's a good starting place.
Mm.
But this is where it gets hard because people want to hold on to their thing. And I'm not saying this about her or anything. I'm just speaking generally.
Yeah.
That people want to hold on to their thing. And that's where all of this stuff gets a bit sensitive because really the best thing would be that that team then filters out into the other team and doesn't become
the LGBT team.
And so you have to be a part of this thing. No. That should be the goal, that we're all just a society and we're all doing that together.
Yeah, exactly.
Although, who do you play against?
Who do we play against?
No, like, who do they play against?
Just the teams, like whatever teams enter.
But is it also it's mixed teams?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Saves a lot of issues there.
No, it's all mixed. Yeah, it's very social, as you can imagine. But I don't know. It's just good to. I think Holly. I want to get Holly on the show.
Yeah.
We've talked about that.
Bring
because
her on.
Did jiu-jitsu with her. Dad worked with her. She came out as transgender. Interesting story. Big advocate. Bad ass.
Yeah.
Just like I remember when I was going to the gym. Like, I mean, I don't want to have a mixed martial arts fight. I don't want to get punched in my brain.
Mm.
Holly was the only one who was just like throwing a hand up and going in mixed martial arts fights, getting punched in the head, just going for it. I don't know. Just really interesting, really interesting person. It's good to see her branching out. I like having eggs in different baskets. You've got martial arts. You've got some caring LGBT issues.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, no, bring her on the show.
Hopefully, she probably won't fucking remember me. She'll know Dad and Ricky, though. So.
Well, send her a message, bring it up, and we'll set it up.
I specifically want to talk to her about the martial arts and what sort of role that played in amongst everything else.
Yeah, because it happened in a similar time.
Well, it would have been happening simultaneously, yeah. Very interesting. All very new. I like shit like that.
That's sweet.
Anyway.
All right. Before we go, I want to just call bullshit on something that's been... It's annoyed me this week. People who say that they... Like they've been to Thailand or they're somewhere in Indonesia or some bullshit like that. One of those, you know, one of those loser countries.
Yeah.
As Mo would say. they come back and they're like, oh, I love Thailand or I love this one.
Man,
no, you don't. No, you fucking don't.
You love capitalism.
Yeah. You love being over here and being able to go over there and exploit that shit. And
for
I'm not saying
weeks.
There's anything wrong with exploiting it. That's fucking great.
Yeah, I mean, they thrive on tourists.
But when they say they love it, they are the same people who say, oh, I'd love to run a bar. Or I'd love to run my own cafe.
I'd love to have my own cafe.
No, you wouldn't.
It's hell.
Because, it is. But if you did, why aren't you in that career path? Why isn't that in your trajectory?
I'd love to do that, but I'm too terrified to do anything I might be interested in.
I love the idea of it.
Yeah.
I love the romanticized idea of it.
Yeah.
I love the romanticized idea of Thailand.
Yeah,
but exactly. You don't actually fucking love going there.
No. Grow up in Thailand. You won't like Thailand.
Yeah, you've got good chances if you make it past 9, but that's when you get in a dangerous area, dangerous range where people are going to come to fuck you.
Yeah, and suddenly you're poking elephants with sticks and teaching them to carry people. It always blows my mind, people who go, like, just ride elephants.
Yeah.
You know that the only reason you can ride an elephant is because it's just been tortured into submission. Go to Africa and try and ride an elephant.
I've done it.
How was it?
It was all right.
Did you get trampled?
No. Okay. He loved it, actually. I was trying to get off.
And he kept flicking you back up.
Yeah, it was really tough.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done it.
Imagine you getting manhandled by a trunk. You would get thrown.
Sorry, you said manhandled by a trump and I started to get hard.
I saw that. I saw the twinkle in your eye.
Yeah, I'm not handling an elephant. I'm not handling a dog. I'm not handling an aggressive dog.
Yeah, no, I'm scared of dogs, definitely. I love dogs, obviously, like anyone else. But if a German Shepherd's barking at me, I'm just like, sometimes when dogs are around, I've got an escape route planned. Just in case that dog goes, let's us growl at me. I'm just like, right, I'm up on that branch and on the fence.
He's getting you.
Nah.
He's getting you for sure.
Yeah, I know. Possibly.
If they want you, they'll get you. But I don't think they really want you that bad anyway. Yeah. I haven't heard of a dog attack in a while. We've probably jinxed it.
You'll get... If anyone's getting attacked by a dog...
Oh, no. I'm sticking to Central Wagga.
You're pretty safe here with dogs, aren't you?
Yeah, there's almost no dogs. Unlike... People's minds are blown when I talk about growing up in Junee and there just being dogs in the street that you had to watch out for.
Remember, we used to live pretty close together in Junee. And remember that German Shepherd in Cummins Street? You couldn't walk home.
I've had a few where I've just had to run away, just yelling at a dog. Just, like it's a good thing. I'm glad I've got I can project my voice enough when I need to.
Yeah,
and can get that loud, deep thing. So it's just a shock thing.
Yeah,
and that's the shock alone that really stops it. That will make a dog pause for a bit. Because otherwise, I've got fucking nothing.
Yeah. Can we just talk about funny day-to-day things like you knocking yourself out on the way to the toilet?
I forgot. I'm glad you brought that up. I forgot to say it. All right.
You were just talking and I was just imagining your head striking that TV fucking table.
TV table?
Yeah, I forgot.
Well done.
What do you call it?
A car hole.
What?
No, you remember The Simpsons, Mo? Garage? What are you calling a garage for?
A car hole.
Yeah. No, it's a cabinet. TV cabinet.
Cabinet. That's fucking, I don't know.
So I got food poisoning. And I won't say where the place is from because I'm not going to get into that shit. Anyway.
They fucking do great steaks anyway, I'll tell you that.
So I got food poisoning. I was in bed. I woke up at about 10:30 and was like, I feel a bit rough. But I thought I just swallowed a bunch of air from like the fan. And I was like, that's bad.
What do you mean swallowed air?
Like, you know when you swallow too much air and you just feel sick?
No.
No? Doesn't happen?
Never has happened to me. I've always felt a bit, not always, I've felt short of oxygen. I've never been like, oh, that's too much.
No, not having too much air in my lung. I've swallowed too much.
Okay.
Like it's just in my stomach and I need to. Yep. Anyway, so I'm like, all right, I don't know what's going on. Went back to sleep, woke up at 1 and I'm like, I am going to spew.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So I knew and I got up and I was naked because it's hot as shit. So my towel wasn't where it normally is. So I'm scrambling trying to find something to wrap around myself because there's other people in the house that I don't want to encounter.
Yeah.
And so I wrap myself up. I make it, eight steps.
It's not even that from your door to that. Yeah, maybe it is
make it about 8 steps and the world starts to get a lot darker.
Yeah.
And I fall backwards. So it's like when Ricky choked me out. I didn't go all the way out.
Yeah.
Like, unlike when.
But you lost Ricky. Control of
but your. But I just went, like, it went dark and I went back.
Yeah.
And I hit my head on the TV cabinet, knocked all the records and Blu-rays and all that off. I had no idea. I was like, all right, I've got to stay here for a second while because I need to get some blood back to my head. And then I'm up and the towel's gone at this point. So the towel's just in my hand. I'm running to the toilet I get
stark naked.
Three steps away, and I'm glad I brought the towel with me because I just chundered into 50% towel, 50% beard.
Oh,
and it was deeply embedded in there. Yeah, not good.
Milky.
Not good. So the spew was powerful.
Yeah.
It's the one way I could describe it as powerful. Because I know
it's a good way to describe it.
It hit both walls of the toilet. From the projection into the toilet.
Both walls of the toilet, like complex,
either side.
The actual walls.
Yeah, not the walls of the toilet. The walls, the actual walls.
Yeah.
Hit both of those. I had to piss. So the spewing, I'm just like, oh no, this is getting bad. So I started to sort of stand up from the, you know, that squat position that you have.
Yeah.
Where you're kind of over it and you... You're like, it's like an American football player
yeah.
when they're doing that thing in between the legs. Yeah. Good work.
Thank you.
But I'm between those. I'm in that squat position and I just have to start standing up. And so I'm just totally naked. The towel full of spew is behind me and I'm just pissing into my own spew.
Fucking hell.
And so I'm still heaving.
Yep.
So I can't flush because otherwise it's just going to... splash up everywhere. So spewing into my own piss and just farting, just because why not at that point?
If I'd have walked in on that, I'd have king hit you.
That's my that's what I was most upset about. I'm like, oh, no one can walk in on this because this is rock. Like, that's why I was kind of like, I left the door open because I couldn't shut it. But
one of our guests got up
mm.
while you were showering to get spew out of your beard. But I got up the next morning and... I went to do my morning piss. I waited for my erection to go down. And then I started to piss. And I'm like, this fucking room smells like vomit. I didn't know what had happened. And then I came out into the lounge room and the records were just strewn on the ground. And I thought we were robbed. I'm just like, first of all, I thought, did I spew last night? Because I'd been drinking beers. I'm like, no, I fucking definitely didn't spew and trash the house. So then my next thought was, we've been robbed and someone's just like spewed, gone to the fridge, played our PlayStation, taken my laptop.
Yeah, we've been robbed and spewed in.
Well, you know, robbers do shits in toilets and stuff.
Do they?
Yeah, that's how, I know robbers have been caught like that. Look it up.
They've been caught like that.
It's like they've left DNA by doing a shit or a piss or something.
There's no DNA in your shit.
Yeah, but I mean, there's DNA in your hairs.
Oh, okay.
You know, you telling me I guarantee this. Every shit you do, there's a hair in the toilet.
Not with how I keep my ass.
Yeah, but there'll be a beard hair on the floor. There'll be something. Yeah,
I can't commit any crime, especially if there's going to be witnesses. I'm so easily identifiable.
And you can't.
So without DNA even, I'm...
Yeah, exactly. He was very skinny. He's got a massive red beard. The light was reflecting off the top of his head.
Yeah, I am very greasy today too. After I spewed... I'm amazed that didn't wake you up because I've heard people spew in that toilet.
You won't wake me
where
up.
I've heard them spewing from my room.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I had to get into the shower and I'm amazed that didn't wake you up as well because I was down. Like, I was knocking things over, getting down into the tub.
Oh, my. Oh, and you still.
I was on the verge of fainting again.
What time did you work in the morning?
7 a.m.
And you still went to work at 7 a.m.
And then I started another job at 6 p.m.
So that's a real man.
Thank you.
That's not a cuck.
That's
because... And I'm proud. Like, I'm not ashamed by it. I'll take sick days.
Yeah.
If I think I need a... If I'm entitled to a sick day, even if I'm not, I'll take a sick day. But you went to... I'd have taken a sick day if I'd have been up... If I'd have gotten out of bed, passed out and hit my head on a cabinet, spewed all over myself... At 1 a.m., I wouldn't have fucking gone to work at 7. So, congratulations.
I felt all right.
I'll look up.
I had a bit of porridge in the... No, I didn't have... No, I had some crumpet in the morning, and that got me through.
Yeah, wow. Well done.
Yeah, well, need to stop being bitch-ass faggots.
Mm. Well, I mean, I don't know. If I was... Yeah. You're right. You are right.
Anyway, so that's my spew story. Well,
let me just say, you don't get paid sick hours when you leave. So take your sick hours.
All right, thanks for the advice. Thank you. I need to keep those hours in reserve for when I am sick because inevitable.
You've got something in reserve. Like if I just suddenly get a disease, I'm like, fuck. Well, it's fair enough. I didn't plan for it. If you've got no sick leave accrued and suddenly you get sick, people are going to be like, why, man? Why wouldn't you accrue sick leave?
You talk to a nurse and just the people that just something happens and then they're in hospital for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
3 weeks is so fucking long.
Yeah, and then it's months where they're probably not back to work. Like, it just happens. It happens to people all the time. Like, it happens at everyone's workplace. So I'm extra paranoid about that because I'm like, oh boy, are my odds high.
Yeah, that's money in the bank, isn't it? Sick leave and like, yeah, exactly. So,
all right, we're talking about fucking sick leave, so we'll leave that.
Yeah, exactly. Good. It's Australian.
Thanks for listening, Adam and Milk on Facebook. We're gonna have a website up from Podbean very soon. Who's going to be hosting our podcast? Adam and Milk on Twitter. At MilkyFest on Twitter.
At Real Papa Jake on Twitter.
And we've got an Instagram, but it's never been used. So
we do too, Adam, don't we?
We'll get that going once we've got Amanda on board. We'll see you next week, cunts.
Yeah, thank you. Happy Australia Day.